I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1159, God on the Edges. If you haven't read the Bible, or if you'd never heard a sermon, or you'd never attended a Sunday school class, and you were just kind of dropped on planet Earth, and you were told, God is here, go find him, where would you look? I'm betting you'd look at the big, important places. Maybe places like Washington, D.C., or Rome, or Paris, or Danville, Illinois. Okay, maybe you wouldn't look there. Yet because we've read the scriptures, and we've heard the sermons, and we've gone to Sunday school, we know that God is often found on the edges. This podcast, T2G, is about the two greatest commandments ever given, and that is to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as God has loved us. And we do that in our everyday lives as God lives through us. So it's in the Christmas story, for example, Matthew 2:6. You, Bethlehem, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth the one who is to rule my people Israel. Paul makes the same point in 1 Corinthians 1. Look carefully at your call, brothers and sisters. By human standards, not many of you are deemed to be wise. Not many are considered powerful. Not many of you come from royalty, right? But celebrate this. God selected the world's foolish to bring shame upon those who think they are wise. Likewise, he selected the world's weak to bring disgrace on those who think they're strong. God selected the common and the cast off, whatever lacks status, so he could invalidate the claims of those who think those things are significant. It makes no sense for any person to boast in God's presence. Instead, credit God with your new situation. You are united with Christ the Anointed. He is God's wisdom for us and more. He is our righteousness and holiness and redemption. As the scripture says, if someone wants to boast, he should boast in the Lord. That's good news, gang. That means that God, the true and living God, lives in you and me. We may be nothing special in the world's eyes, but we as a part of the bride of Christ are part of the body of Christ. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Yes, us. Don't diminish the gift of God in you. Now, he gets the glory, not us. Yet, God dwells in us by his Spirit. We are an example of God on the edges. I love the church. I believe all believers should be in a connected community with a congregation. And yet God is not confined to a building or an hour of the week worship. Where can you find God on the edges of the streets and in the places of business and in the people's lives that you meet? Remember, in him we live and move and have our being. Philip Yancey wrote, Jesus himself looked for God not among the pious at the synagogue, but in a widow who had two pennies left to her name, in a tax collector who knew no formal prayers. He found his spiritual lessons in sparrows sold at the market, in the wheat fields, at wedding banquets, and yes, even in the observation of a mixed-race foreigner who had five failed marriages. Jesus was a mastermind at finding God in unexpected places. Here's the great question. Where have you lately seen God working on the edges? Let's pray. Lord, you never sleep and you never take a vacation. You're always at work everywhere, at all times. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, hearts to rejoice and hands to join you in what you're doing. You've always been the God of the unexpected. That's not new. Why should we be surprised that you're a God on the edges? Oh Lord, increase our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1160. In the meantime, Pablo Diaz said, yes, God can be found in great cathedrals of Europe with its magnificent art and architecture, or in a modest church building, but his footprints are also elsewhere, waiting to be discovered. Where have you unexpectedly found God? I hope you'll take up the challenge, T2Gers. Start today. Start now. And look around. Start finding God on the edges.